As someone who's been in this league now for a number of years.
A number of years, huh?
Well, a few. How about that?
Well, I'm still 29, so it's all good, though.
But point being, you've experienced ups and downs. You know what wins and losses are like in this league.
Uh-huh.
Is this more of an emotional, philosophical, or study thing that has to happen to get off a skid like this?
A little bit of everything, you know. You can't let yourself get down or lose focus on what we need to accomplish. And not only that, you just got to make sure you keep on playing and being smart and make sure you you know, just don't lose focus on what you're trying to accomplish.
A lot of times guys will say, we have to have fun playing the game again.
When you're in this,
is that really what's happening here? You got to have fun?
I mean, we always have fun, so I don't think that's necessarily like have fun again and whatnot. We just got to make sure that we just stay on top of our stuff and not allow, you know, what's going on to get us down and going out there messing up on game day and stuff like that.
How has the atmosphere been around the team this week? Do you guys feel like you're upbeat enough?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's the good thing about it. You know, TC ain't going to let us get down. He ain't going to make sure that we ain't going to lose focus and get out of control with things.
A lot of people talking this week about trusting the guy next to them. Is that more of a challenge to look in the mirror and trust yourself and do your job better?
I mean, it's more of a challenge to make sure that we stay within that individual person, make sure they stay, you know, within the scheme. We don't have to necessarily – I don't think we have any worries about focusing on, like, or worry about the man next to you. I think everybody knows.